Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow a side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews. So let's get started. Hey guys, Nikayla here with another solo episode. And today's episode is called Why You Need to Focus on One Side Hustle at a Time. And it was actually inspired by episode 37 guest Maya Elias of MayaElias.com. And in that episode, Maya shared that the number one thing that she sees new entrepreneurs failing to do is niching down, aka choosing the lane and the audience they want to serve and the unique business angle they want to go with. After this episode, a few people in the Side Hustle Pro community talked about how illuminating and critical this piece of advice from Maya was. But there were a few people who commented that it was hard for them to niche down because they were worried about putting themselves into a box. And believe me, I get it. I get not wanting to label or overprescribe what you do, but at the same time, that got me thinking about how too many times we're scared to niche down and narrow our audience and narrow the focus of what we do and the scope of what we do because we're actually trying to focus on too many side hustles at once. We are trying to be the Janelle of all trades. And so when people tell me things like, I don't want to be labeled, I don't want to be put into a box, I always ask, well, what do you want to be known for? Because what you want to be known for is one of the first ways to know what you should be focusing on. But still, when I ask people that question who are trying to be Janelle of all trades, they'll continue to respond with that. Well, I want to be known for many things. And that's when I knew, okay, it was time to break this out a little bit more and talk about it in more depth in an episode. So that's what brings us here today. And I'm here to help you focus on one side hustle at a time so you can actually stand out and elevate your brand and be known for something. So here's the thing about choosing a lane and focusing on one side hustle at a time. The only time it's ever okay for you to not choose a lane and not focus on one business at a time is if you don't want to make money. I'm so serious about this. If you make it hard for people to figure out what it is that you do and what it is that you specialize in, then you also make it hard for people to give you money, for people to pay you. Just think about it. When you know someone who specializes in a service and you know someone who dabbles in it, who are you going to go to? Who are you going to go to for the big appointment, that big date, special event, or what have you, when you need a service done or when you need a product and you want it to be quality? Who are you going to go to? You're going to go to the brand, the person, the service who specializes in that. So if you dip and dabble here and there, how can people trust you to be the go-to? Why would anyone give you their money? People need to know what to come to you for. And they need to know how to refer you. So if someone's looking for a certain thing, if you've focused enough on your right business, then you're the first person that they're going to come to mind with, whether it be a speaking opportunity, whether it be a business partnership. If they're like, oh, Nikayla, online marketing, I got someone for you. You're going to be on the tip of their tongue to refer to someone else. So that's the number one reason why you need to focus. The other reason is you're going to have to work really, really hard. Like, none of this is going to come easy. You have to be excellent at one thing before you can even begin to generate revenue. So it's hard to do and be excellent at multiple things at once. It's hard enough to do one thing really well. So especially if you're still working and you're still side hustling, then you need to focus on one thing at a time so you can be so good at it that you stand out, because you're not going to have the bandwidth to be that good at multiple things. And I'm going to get into some examples in a little bit, but we've often heard it, and it's so true, that oftentimes a jack of all trades is really a master of none. And that applies to a Janelle of all trades too. Another thing is, when you focus in on one side hustle, one business, one lane, that gives you more time to start then turning your focus to researching your audience, researching who you need to target with advertising and target in different ways to bring them to your product or service. You can spend more time on that critical aspect of your business, marketing. When you're trying to do too many things at once, you don't have the time to do that work on all the different audiences you're going after. Because if you're trying to do more than one thing, you're going to have to target multiple people, right? The person who wants your product or wants your service in one lane is probably not your customer in another lane. So instead of being able to focus in on one customer and make sure that you're targeting them at all the different touch points and every place they could come in contact with you, you're splitting your attention, you're splitting your time, and you're diluting your message and your earning potential. You don't want to do that. You want to focus in on one lane so hard until that revenue becomes a stream that needs less of your time. And then you can focus and begin to do the other thing. So now I want to talk about some examples, because as people tell me, like, oh, I don't want to niche down. Oh, I don't want to be known for one thing. Oftentimes they're thinking of people who are known for many things and are now good at it, right? They've now branded themselves as a person who is capable in many different roles and many different businesses. But I challenge you, I truly challenge you to show me one person who is known for many things who didn't start out going hard on that one thing, right? So example number one, Diddy, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever you want to call him, Puffy. When he started out, his thing was music. That's what he was known for. That's what he built his business on, bread and butter, music. His artist, his label, that is where he built his empire, pretty much. And so now we see Diddy and we see him doing all these different things, like all these types of business deals. We see him everywhere. He is like so many people's goals. But guess what? He started out in one lane, and that lane, he got so good at it that it afforded him new partnerships, new opportunities, new doors opened for him. And guess what? Puffy didn't succeed at everything he tried to do. Not even Puffy is a jack of all trades. Like, he had a restaurant business that eventually failed. You know, he's done other enterprises that have failed. So you'll see, if you truly study entrepreneurs, and I like to do that, which is why I like to talk to them. But I also like, just outside of these people who are on this podcast, I just study other entrepreneurs and other business people and see what their story is. And that reveals to me exactly what we're talking about today. You got to be good at one thing first. Second example, and I'm using entertainers because I know that they will be known by more people.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024. So, second example, Oprah. Now, you know Oprah is my shero, one of my sheroes. And I mean, what else can we say? Like, quintessential businesswoman. Now, Oprah, again, she started in her lane, broadcast journalism, television. She worked at the tiniest stations all the way up to getting the Oprah Winfrey Show. She worked at her craft. She did whatever she needed to do to get better at her craft. And then in later years, after she'd been doing the same thing for so long, and she's like, you know what? I'm ready for a challenge. That's when she launched her own network. And guess what? That wasn't a success out the bat. Like, go back and read the story of OWN and how many people, like,
criticized Oprah and basically laughed at her because of how badly the OWN network did when it initially came out. So even people who have built an empire, when they're starting out in a new lane, they got those growing pains just like everyone else. They bump, they scratch their knees, and they have to learn. They have to eat humble pie just like everybody else. So I challenge you to go back and read those stories. I'll try to find some articles to put in the show notes as well about Oprah's challenges when she started the OWN network. And that just goes to show you, if Oprah, Mama Oprah, can't touch a new endeavor and just make it gold, then what makes you think that you can start out doing five different things at once, five different things that require attention and effort and hard work, and succeed at that? Just let that marinate for a second. And so I'm not saying this to discourage anyone. I can share my own story next. I'm speaking to myself too, as I speak to everyone else, and I'm sharing what I've learned. Because starting out with this podcast, you know, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Okay, now how do I monetize? Where do I go from here? I was trying to do e-commerce. I was trying to do sponsorships. I was trying to do digital products. And then it occurred to me that, hey, I need to focus. I need to do one thing and get one revenue stream going and flowing consistently before I even move on to the next. So I'm so excited about e-commerce, physical products. However, I know, especially being in Arsha's Brand Build Wealth group on Facebook, I know how much effort this takes. I know what it looks like when you scale up and you get more and more customers. And I know I'm not ready for that yet. So that is on, I told you guys about my 12-week sprints. That is a focus for another sprint. Right now, I'm focusing on the digital products, the online training, and the education that I can offer the world, because I have a lot of knowledge to share in the online marketing space. And I haven't exhausted that yet. I haven't even begin to scratch the surface of, you know, the knowledge that I could like just give to the world. So that is my current focus. Believe you me, I want to do a ton of things. I want to do speaking engagements. I want to do more press, but I have to laser focus in on what is the most impactful thing that I could be doing right now. That's what I ask myself all the time to get myself to come back to center. What is the most impactful thing that I can be doing right now? And if I have identified revenue as a priority to get me to my goal, which is ultimately freedom, then I need to make sure that all activity that I'm doing is driving to that goal. So that's another way to focus in on one side hustle at a time. Which side hustle is going to get you to your priority goal? We all want to be Oprah. I want to be Oprah. I'm going to go out and put that on the record. I want to be Oprah, but I can't do it without just putting one foot in front of the other and focusing on one side hustle at a time. So I know it's a little difficult to choose a lane, especially when you think you're talented at more than one thing. We all are. You know, that's a good thing. And I'm not saying by any means to stop doing things that you enjoy doing, but you have to prioritize. So pick something you're good at or you're willing to work really hard at. Pick something you can teach someone else. Pick something other people are interested in and want to learn from you. And then go all in. Learn, continue to grow, do it with all your might, measure your success, then assess if now is the time to move on to something else. So another thing that happens is we start gaining a little traction and we're like, okay, cool. This is going well. I could probably start this other thing now. Wait, assess if this first thing can run on its own without your day-to-day management. Because if you are needed in the middle of that equation to make that first side hustle go, then what you have is still a job and it's not its own thing yet that you can just sell to someone else, or you can just hire staff to run on its own. Get things to a place where you can have a staff that's working on it and it can run without you being in the middle of it before you try to take on something else. And that is also a goal of my own, right? So if I'm still in a place where I'm editing every episode and I'm writing every show notes and I'm creating every social media post, then I am not in the place to do the other businesses that I would like to pursue. So guess what my focus is right now? Getting to that place where I have a team that's supporting me to get these out so that I can do other enterprises, other endeavors without worrying about these coming out each and every week like clockwork. So again, I only speak from my own experience and what I've seen leads to success. The reason I've been able to grow Side Hustle Pro and to have the kind of download numbers for, you know, being 7 months in the game is because I've gone laser hard, laser focused on it. I don't take for granted what it takes to put these episodes out, or I put a lot of thought into who the guests are going to be and how to balance the different types of industries. And I'm critical of myself. I review episodes. I think through how I could have gotten and extracted more information from the guests. So I'm also working to be excellent at this before I just get it into a robot kind of, what was the word I'm looking for? You guys know what I mean. So saying all that to say, pick something you're good at, get excellent at it, keep going, keep learning, go all in, build it to a level where it can go on without you, and then move on to the next thing. I'd love to hear what you guys think about this, because I know some of you might be giving me the side eye like, I don't know. I don't care what she says. I'm going to still do my three businesses. So come on over to the Side Hustle Pro community and, you know, let me know. I'm always up for a healthy debate, but I promise you, I feel very strongly about this because I, like I said, I've studied entrepreneurs. It is really hard to do one thing well, let alone five. So check us out in the Side Hustle Pro community. Just search for Side Hustle Pro community on Facebook or go to sidehustlepro.co/mastermind. And that's it for this episode, y'all. See you next week. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you want to hear more from me, head on over to sidehustlepro.co/sidehustlecorner to get my weekly Side Hustle Diaries chronicles about my own journey from passion project to profitable business. And if you want to find me online, I'm at Side Hustle Pro on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Don't forget to join the Side Hustle Pro Facebook community. Go to sidehustlepro.co/mastermind. And as always, if you love the show, do me a favor and subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.